And relax. I'm sure that we won't have to have another little talk like this again. Am I correct in assuming this?
Well, without question, you absolutely, yes, we'll never have to correct our talk. We won't ever speak. That is, we'll never have to talk again. We just never will discuss talking. We shouldn't really converse about speaking.
Professor, our discussion has come to an end.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. I know that when we had Vincent Price's daughter on last week, she was a real drag.
Right.
But I think we're going to have better luck with Milton Berle's son.
Good, good.
He's written a book that really, I'm guessing, just got a piss his dad off.
I would think so. And, you know, and unlike the Vincent Price book, the, you know, dad is still with us. So, I mean, that's interesting.
He writes all kinds of stuff about his dad's...
Mm-hmm.
I told you about his dad hiring him a hooker.
Right.
His dad's toilet habits.
That is the... That's the part... I mean, I... It's not that I'm morbidly fascinated with bathrooms, but, I mean, I am fascinated with this one aspect of it.
Yeah. Let's get into all of it now, and... Let's welcome Milton Berle's son, William Berle. He's written Billy Berle.
Billy Berle?
Little Billy Berle.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Now, the name of the book, give you a plug right here, My Father, Uncle Milty.
That's right.
Now, can you tell us, before we ask you about this book, hey, can we call you Billy?
You can call me Bill, whatever you like.
All right, Bill.
Bill Berle, is that what you go by?
Yeah.
Okay.
B squared? How pissed is your dad that you've written this book?
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure because I haven't spoken to Dad in a few years. We were kind of estranged before this book really came about. But I understand through the grapevine that he's a little bit annoyed because, like any celebrity, he wants to kind of control what people know and what people think about him. And so this kind of, you know, exposes some of the stuff that he didn't want to know.
Did you, I asked this of Vincent Price's daughter, did you write this book because you're mad at your dad and this was kind of a venting of that anger?
Well, that's probably a little part of it, I would admit to you, but it's far from the primary reason. The real reason is I really had an interesting story to tell, and my whole life everybody has always asked me, what was it like to do this? What was it like, you know, to be in a house with Milton Berle? Is this true? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to write a book that answered all those questions, and I really do think that I had some pretty interesting stories to tell. Some of them are real juicy stories, and some of them are just, you know, hey, wow, what a great guy Milton Berle is.
Well, we don't care. We don't care about that stuff. We care about the other stuff. Like, can you tell us when your dad bought you a hooker to take care of your virginity problem, and then tell me about when he hinted that he wanted to have three-way sex with you.
Well, that what happened was we were in a hotel in Las Vegas, and Dad just figured it was about time to relieve me of that virginity, and there was a knock on the door, and a voice on the other side of the door said room service, and by God, it was.
Now, how old were you, Bill?
I was about 16, 15 and a half.
Now, I would think for a 16, 15 and a half year old, 16 year old, I mean, a 16 year old boy, your hormones are raging. That had to be quite an experience.
Well, it was an incredible experience on a couple of levels, but it also was, you know, it left me with a lot of questions. I mean, you know, after that, I had to go back to high school, and how the heck am I ever going to get anything like that done in high school?
Was she a high-class hooker?
Yeah, extremely. Extremely.
Really? What
I mean, a 10 on anybody else's scale. I still remember the girl's name, but I won't mention it on radio. Wow.
Did you do everything with her? Did she do everything with you?
I did just about everything that I understood, which was about 5%, I'm sure.
I would think in a situation...
I look back on that with the great sadness that, you know, there might have been more available.
Did she do stuff to you?
Oh, sure. The works.
The works.
I would think when you're in a situation like that, you get done doing that, and at the time... that the experience must have been pretty cool, and you would say to yourself, my God, this is incredible. And then you grow up, and you get to be an adult, and you say to yourself, what the hell was he doing? Did you react like that?
Yeah, that's we go into that in the book, because it left me with a lot of questions.
He's being a good father, Mike.
Right.
It left me with a lot of weird feelings, because, you know, that isn't something that happens normally. And it was a great experience for any 15-year-old just on a raw physical level. But it left a couple of couple of scars and some weird feelings that it took me a while to get sorted out.
When she came to the door that night, did she announce, "Hi, I'm Heidi," or whatever the name was, and your dad bought me for you?
No, but to be honest, she didn't have to. There was no doubt in my mind what had happened, because that's just the way that celebrities operate in some cases, especially the old school like Milton. You know, they need to get something done, and it's just sort of done, and it wasn't really a big deal in his world.
Well, did he mention it to you shortly thereafter?
Next morning, you know, he was waiting there at breakfast with a big smile on his face, and I was kind of embarrassed. As I wrote in the book, I have no idea whether, you know, that I was the only person he ever did that for. I know now that that's not true. And for all I know, he saw her 20 minutes after I did.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know that.
What about your dad asking you where he hinted you that he wanted a three-way?
Well, it wasn't a three-way. I don't want to lie to you. What happened was there was another incident in another hotel room in Vegas. Well, after my mother had passed away, my father was being taken care of by a woman who I understand is now a mature sex porno star. He was being taken care of in one room by this woman, and he kind of hinted to me afterwards that if I wanted her to be knocking on my door, it could have been arranged.
Yeah.
Who wants that? You have the girl who's just been with your dad.
That's kind of heebie-jeebie.
I would have had some more than some big shoes to fill, I'll tell you what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's talk about your dad's... that your dad has long been rumored. One time we actually called your father at the Friars Club and asked him about it, and he said something to the effect of, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Tell me about when your dad your dad challenged Tom Jones to pull down their pants.
Yeah, I heard that story that Tom Jones had gone on the Howard Stern radio show, and Howard said that he thought that Tom Jones was probably the biggest one in show business, and Tom Jones had to kind of sheepishly say, no, there was a time I was backstage and Milton Berle knocked on the door and somebody had bet that Milton's was bigger than mine. And the way the story goes, as an old show business saying, Dad just took out enough to win the bet.
You said huge is an understatement.
Do you know how big your dad is?
Well, have you ever seen a John Holmes movie?
Really?
No, you're kidding me.
No, that ruler on your office desk is not quite up to the task.
Really?
Yeah,
is that flaccid?
I don't know. I don't think so, but, you know,
Your dad, when your dad has a
is that big?
Yeah, I believe so. What I did is I found...
Wow.
The voting results are in.
We're marveling at it.
Believe it or not, one day when I was a kid, I was down in our basement at our house in Beverly Hills, and I was looking through a box of old junk, and the story is in the book, too. And I found a rubber mold that one of the makeup departments at one of the movie studios had made of my father. And I guess there was a group of people that went around doing this that made rubber molds or plaster casts of celebrities.
You mean a mold of his penis, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And I found this thing, and I showed it to my father. I said, Daddy, what the hell is this?
Oh, my God.
And he told me the story that they had sent some young lady backstage to sort of prepare him for this event, if you will. And
so to get him ready and to get him fully at attention.
And they burst in there with a bunch of hot liquid rubber or something like that and made a mold of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's about this. Now, here's a question for you. Did you, I'm not gay or anything, but did your dad pass along that gene to you?
I was adopted. I got the sense of humor.
Oh, you got the sense of humor. Okay.
I got
all right.
You.
So you don't. You
I've always hated my father for that. I always said to him, for crying out loud, give me something I can use.
Okay. That's a good line. You do have the sense of humor.
What about your dad's toilet habits? Your dad have weird toilet habits?
Yeah, somewhat. He's always used absorbent cotton, like the kind of cotton that's stuck in a bottle of aspirin or something. And he bought the stuff in big rolls. I don't know whether it was some kind of a medical dressing or whatnot. And that's what he used instead of toilet paper because it was softer.
Softer, but I would imagine that it would be messier,
a total
too.
Total mess.
Well, I don't know. I didn't really want to get that close, to be quite honest with you.
Can you flush that kind of stuff?
I don't know. I don't think he cared if you could or not, but, you know, we never had sewage problems in our house. Maybe he screwed up a couple of hotel rooms.
When you went in, like, to your bathroom at home,
there's never, like, a basket of brown cotton next to it.
No, it was a roll. It was like a 6-inch wide roll of this thick cotton that it literally looked like you could have torn a piece off and stuck it in a bottle of aspirin or something.
Okay.
It would look right at home.
Oh, that's so.
So he used cotton.
Did you ever bring this up to your dad to say, hey, you know, most of us civilized people walking on 2 feet, we use toilet paper?
Yeah, his explanation, which may be completely valid, is that he had ulcers for most of his life, really, really bad ulcers from the stress of show business in the 20s and 30s and all that stuff. And I think he had some medical issues that made it really more of an issue that it was softer. I don't know. Maybe it was.
Maybe he had hemorrhoids.
The roids.
Did he ever mention hemorrhoids? Do you have hemorrhoidal tissue?
I suspect that might have been the case. I think sometimes it goes along with ulcers. But
you know, hearing you talk,
imagine that if your butt was so bloody that you had to wipe yourself with cotton.
With cotton.
Imagine that.
That would be painful.
Oh.
You're hearing you talk, it sounds like maybe for a long time you didn't have a real close relationship with your dad. Was he the kind of guy that you couldn't get close to?
Well, in a lot of ways, yeah. We put a lot of stories in My Father, Uncle Milty, where I kind of describe how there was really no difference sometimes between the celebrity that you saw on television and the guy that came home at the end of the day. And there really should have been a difference.
Yeah.
You know, there should have been this kind of normal guy that said, okay, all the showbiz crap is done. Let's sit down and have dinner. But in a lot of cases, he wasn't able to kind of take off that armor or whatever it was with him.
Do you not get along with your dad's current wife?
No.
Why?
No, that would be the understatement of the decade.
Yeah. Why don't you like her?
Well, I don't. I think that she. I believe in my heart that she purposely kind of drove the final stake in between the relationship between my father and I. And I believe she did that for her own financial gain.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us what was, do you mind telling us what that stake was that she drove between you guys?
She went to we put on a golf tournament, a celebrity charity golf tournament after my mom passed away. And we were benefiting the American Lung Association because she died from lung cancer. And this woman had already kind of made the moves on Milton and decided that she was going to move in with him and she was fixing to marry him.
How old was he when this happened?
Dad was about 84, and I think this woman was about 60 or 55.
Okay.
And we had this golf tournament, and she went there, and she kind of ruined it on purpose, in my mind. She made a donation to the charity, and then she took back the donation at the last minute, and she got my father so upset and so frightened and so pee-whipped that he refused to even mention my mom's name at this event in her memory.
Wow.
That was really kind of the beginning of the end.
That's bad news. So this woman, you mentioned your dad is a whipped. Mm-hmm. Is she hot? I mean, for a woman of 55 or 60, is she hot?
I don't think so. I mean, hot in terms of temperature?
I mean,
the month parking spot in hell.
No, what I mean is...
that would make sense.
What I mean is hot. I'm wondering if your dad is being led around by his gigantic... What I mean is you know, if your dad of Milton is, how old is he, like 85 or something like that?
He's 91.
All right, he's 91. He's with a woman who's 30, 35 years younger than him.
Yeah, is she, for her age, is she an attractive woman?
Yeah, relatively speaking.
Relatively, I'm sure she is. She's relatively stylish, but I could never look at her that way.
And you really think that she's taking advantage of your father in his later years? And
I'm absolutely convinced in my own mind.
Are you cut out of the? Do you know if you're cut out of the will or not? Because obviously,
I think I'm cut out of everything. But you know, after all the financial ruin that I think she brought, she wound up spending a fortune, you know, gold Mercedes Benzes and buying, you know, high-rise condos and whatnot. I don't know that there's much left to be cut out of.
Really? You think that she's built him for a lot of money then?
I believe so. I don't have access to the records, unfortunately, but I believe so. And Dad also lost millions and millions of dollars at the racetrack. He is a gambling addict.
Are there other siblings that share your concerns?
Yeah, to one degree or another. I have a half-sister and I have a half-brother that I believe have also both been kind of moved out of the way by my father's current wife.
You know, I notice you call him Milton sometimes, and sometimes you call him Dad.
I use it interchangeably. Everybody always asks me about that. Some of the things that he does kind of make me feel so detached that I call him Milton, you know, because I've just written sort of a biography as well as an autobiography, I guess. And then there's times that it's Dad, because there's, you know, still a part of him that I love dearly.
Would you like to reconcile? I mean, obviously with a book like this, that's probably not going to happen. But is there, what would you see in the future as a happy ending to this whole situation?
Oh, God, I wish. I really do. In a perfect world, you know, I would love to be best friends with my father, but I think he would have to kind of go back in time and become somebody that he used to be years ago, and kind of get rid of the person that he's become now. I'm sorry to say something like that, because I hate to think that any, you know, 91-year-old guy can't reconcile.
If he was stricken tomorrow and he was on his deathbed, would you go visit him?
I might. I also might be barred from the room by his wife.
If he died?
Well, no, let's tell you a quick story. My father crashed his car. The airbag went off. He almost died. And somebody from the Inquirer called
me and asked me if I'd gone
to the hospital to visit him. Then a year later, because nobody had told me, a year later, he goes into Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Beverly Hills for a heart operation, and nobody tells me again. So, you know, I don't even know if I'd be allowed in the room.
All right, well, let's say, hypothetically,
If I could, I probably would, yeah.
Okay.
If your dad kicked, you know, today, mm-hmm. would you go to the funeral?
If I was allowed, yes.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I love my father, despite his faults. You know, I'm not perfect either by any stretch. I love my father, despite his faults. Despite anything he's done, he's still my dad. You know, there's been a roof over my head my whole life, mostly. And my father at one time loved me very dearly, and I won't let go of that.
All right, last thing I got to ask you.
Sure.
When you hear from people, from his friends or from the people at the book company, I mean, you alluded to the fact that your dad's pissed about this. Mm-hmm. What have you heard specifically? I mean, I'm going to guess that everything you're writing is true. He would have no bone to pick with you about the factual evidence in the book, but how pissed is he that you've written like a Mommy Dearest type book about him?
I think he's heartbroken because of what he looks as what he sees as disloyalty. What he doesn't realize, and I'm sorry to say this, he's not smart enough to realize, is that I treat him a lot better in this book than anybody else could or would. You know, he's still my dad, and I love him, like I just said. So there's a lot of things that I wouldn't say, or there's a lot of kindness that maybe somebody else wouldn't bestow. There's as much in this book for the people who want to hear all about Milton's good deeds and all the wonderful things that my father did, as there is for people that want to hear the dirt. And nobody else would have done that. You know, the Kitty Kellys of the world, they wouldn't have done that.
Oh, all right. That's interesting.
Gotcha. Well, listen, Bill, the name of his book, plug it again, it's called My Father, Uncle Milton.
Sounds fascinating. It really does.
All your stores, Amazon.com. I mean, I've read the book. It's full of all kinds of good crap.
You know, and I hope, like, always wishing for a happy ending. I hope that somehow there could be a reconciliation with this, and that maybe, you know, before your father leaves this world, you'll be able to maybe say some nice things to him.
I really hope so. Well, if you can arrange that, I'll teach you how to fly an airplane.
Listen, as someone who is also adopted, and I'm on the outs with my adoptive parents.
Right.
Take it from me. You're better without him. Screw him. See him in hell. Thank you for your time, Bill.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the nice thing about this show. It can offer two perspectives sometimes.
That's how I feel. I mean, now my dad never bought me a hooker, and
right.
My dad never wiped his ass with cotton.
That's true. Maybe if your dad had bought you a hooker, things would be different.
Right. Maybe so. Well, see, he was much better than Vincent Price.
Oh, he was terrific.
Great. Yeah.
You know, and I believe what he says about that. I mean, that's fascinating stuff. You know, that world, the Dean Martin, Milton Berle, that's just a weird, weird little culture, man.
What about it? Man,
pretty incredible though. I think we got a pretty definitive answer on the size of that.
Yeah, like bigger than a foot long.
Huge.
Jesus H. Christ. Okay, thank you. His name is Billy Burrell. And his book is My Father, Uncle Milty. We'll be back with more.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Ron and Fez
on 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
This 4th of July, you can create fireworks with paint at America's first choice for paint, tools, and techniques, the Home Depot. discover the revolutionary Color Solution Center, a complete resource for painting ideas. Or you can mix and match from the largest color palette in America. Only the Home Depot has it. And right now through July 5th, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans of quality Glidden Evermore paint and Bare paint, stains, and waterproofers by mail-in rebate. You can also take some of that color outside with the Home Depot's large selection of healthy shrubs and plants and beautiful flowers. Stop by right now and get 1 gallon perennials for only $2.38 each. Vibrant colors, brilliant solutions, one place. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Offers valid through 7504 in U.S. Home Depot stores. Paid offer by manufacturer mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Trump card is the exciting new scratcher from the Virginia Lottery.
You're fired. Next.
The Virginia Lottery presents Trump card, featuring a top prize of $200,000.
You're fired. Next.
You'll be fired up by Trump card, the exciting...
You're fired. Next.
You're just going to fire me whatever I say, right?
Right. Next.
Trump card features a top prize of $200,000 and a really beautiful name.
Not bad, but you forgot the top prize chances.
They're one in 796,000. I'm sorry.
And you're fired.
Everybody's talking about the favorite game.
And Maryland Lottery Mega Millions jackpot, 280 million. Top prize chances, 1 in 135 million.
Musicians, this Friday, drop in. Take a trip to the savings event of the summer. Every top manufacturer, Roland, Gibson, DW, Boss, Marshall, with markdowns, rebates, price cuts in every department. It's Guitar Center Summer of Savings event. A summer's worth of deals rolled into one weekend. Get two Pro Studio condenser mics worth $300, just $99. $100 rebates on the American Series Stratocaster, Telecaster, Jazz, and P-Basses. Score discounts of 50%. 60 up to 83% off. And get this.
Enter to win a trip for two to see Newfound Glory live in New York and a guitar signed by the band. Check out their new record Catalyst in stores now.
Plus, Digitech multi-effects pedals, $59. Price drops on demo Yamaha keyboard workstations. 10 sets of strings, only $19. Guitar Center's Summer of Savings event. Drop in, tune up, save big. This weekend, don't miss it.
Now, through Monday, the Honda Superstore celebrates its biggest selection of the year with its biggest event of the year, the Red, White, and Blue Tag Sales Event. Choose the new Honda you want most from over 1,700 new Civics and Accords, DRVs and Odysseys, Hybrids and Pilots, Elements, and more, with more choices than anyone in the Washington area. Then look for the Red, White, or Blue Tag. The Red Tag means you'll save hundreds. The White Tag means you'll save thousands. And the Blue Tag means you'll get the absolute lowest prices since these new Hondas were introduced back in October. And that's just the beginning. You'll get 2 years worth of free oil and lube maintenance. Top dollar for your old car. And qualified buyers get super low rate financing that'll save you hundreds more. Open late every night for this once a year event. Even this Monday as we celebrate the year's biggest event. The Red, White, and Blue Tag Sales Event that will save you thousands at the Honda Superstore. Rosenthal Honda on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Experience the future now with a live demo of Pioneer's new AVIC N1 and a chance to see the summer's ultimate sci-fi epic, The Chronicles of Riddick. The Pioneer AVIC N1 is the world's first in-dash DVD navigation, entertainment, and performance system. And just for testing the future of technology, you can receive a complimentary movie ticket. The Pioneer AVIC N1 combines the latest in technology and functionality, bringing the hottest new features to your car and to your life. And it's available for your private screening now. See The Chronicles of Riddick free. Just for seeing the coolest new car system ever. From Pioneer, Universal, and your local Pioneer retailer.
Stop by your local tweeter for a free demonstration of the AVIC N1. And check out the latest in mobile electronics entertainment. Visit tweeter.com for store locations. Tweeter, just sit back and enjoy. Ticket offer good for any movie at participating theaters. Offer ends 8/31/04. Oil and supplies are exhausted. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
See one of the summer's hottest blockbusters for free. Just for seeing the new AVIC N1 from Pioneer.
We're sure hearing a lot about performance enhancers, but there's one that's been around since the Stone Age. It's the most effective performance enhancer on the market. Diamonds. Slip them into her ears or around her wrist, her neck, or the erogenous zone known as the ring finger. They go to work fast. And if you get them at the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tyson to the cash store in Fairfax, no unpleasant side effects. In fact, the side effects are extremely pleasant for both of you. It's worked for me. She gets the diamonds, but I get the benefits. So visit the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tysons at the cash store in Fairfax. What it does for your wallet alone will enhance your performance. Certified diamonds at up to 40% below wholesale. Not retail, wholesale. I called back to double check. I said, what? They said, yep, up to 40% below wholesale. And the biggest selection ever of Rolex watches with 1-year warranty starting at $1,600. And at the Art and Jewelry Exchange of Tysons and the cash store in Fairfax, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hers and yours.
Someday you'll be old. You'll live in Florida and play bingo all wrinkly and saggy and pale. Your bones will turn brittle and you'll drive slowly. Some of you will lose your teeth and most of you will lose your hair. You'll be stiff, hard of hearing. You'll be old. And you know what? I'm insanely jealous.
Half of all new HIV infections are contracted by people under the age of 25, but it doesn't have to be that way. HIV is preventable. Learn more at knowhivaids.org.
106.7. 106.7.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman.
I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in? I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's right. 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah.
Bingo, man. Bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly brie time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pray for death. The Don and Mike Show.
As I look at the phone lines, wouldn't you think that after yesterday, Dennis Murphy might give it just a couple days rest?
Yes, I would think so. I would say, but can I tell you something? And this is probably going to be distressing to you and all of our listeners. I have a different relationship with Dennis now.
Sure. Like, because the Red Sox won?
No, just because he was in my house, and you know, there was a lot of time when that tape wasn't running. You didn't hear everything about what went on.
Hello.
Hey, God, and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, have you interviewed Clooky yet?
No, I don't have a relationship with him.
I truly don't.
No, Dennis, no, the interview with Corky never happened.
Oh, because you know what I was thinking? you shall not leak in the new clunky. Good? Hello? Hello?
What's the sheriff?
What?
Hello? I think we've ever given Dennis the crickets, have we?
Never.
Never? I can't hear you.
Right.
Hello?
Can you hear the crickets?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'm sorry.
Why is he apologizing to me?
Because you're his sleepover buddy.
That's right. He's my pal.
Hey, Dennis, don't you get the crickets, man?
You don't get the bit. You do not get the bit with the crickets. Now I'm mad at you again.
Oh, I couldn't hear the crickets.
No.
Oh.
They are totally being fed down the phone line.
Oh.
You heard them.
God, I'm telling you, I can't hear them.
You can't hear the crickets.
Really? I cannot hear the crickets. I'm telling you.
You can't hear that.
I cannot hear the crickets.
Play another sound on, right. the, on the thing and oh, see if he hears it.
Can you hear this?
I can hear that.
Oh, come on.
All right, well, then you see. Can hear the crickets.
But. Okay.
You hear that.
Yeah.
But you don't hear this.
Higher frequency, he might have a high-end hearing loss.
Buzz, no.
Okay.
Do you have a high-end hearing loss, Dennis?
No. I'm on my good ear.
Then did you hear the crickets then?
He's on his good ear.
Oh, dear.
Dennis, I'm going to play him again. You mean to tell me right now? Listen, you don't hear this at all?
I cannot hear it.
Well, just shut up and listen for a minute.
God, I'm honest. Huh. I cannot hear it.
You don't hear
Why
that?
Did he start talking after they were over then?
Why did you wait? He's a master of timing.
Right.
Dennis, do you hear this?
I hear that.
What was that? Okay, what is this?
Ha ha! Ha ha.
Okay.
Keep killing me!
Keep killing me.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
A gun roll.
What's this?
God, I can't hear it.
I don't believe you, Dennis.
I don't believe you either.
You are lying through your what's left of your teeth.
I'm swearing on my mother. I cannot hear it.
You can't hear the crickets.
I cannot hear the crickets.
Is there every other? I'm trying to find another sound on this machine.
I'm wondering if there's
that would
some...
be a high pitch like that. I don't know. You know, here. How about this? Can you hear this?
I can hear that.
You hear nothing at all when Don plays the. You don't even hear like static.
God, I'm curious. I cannot hear the clicker.
All right. What about now? What about what I'm playing now? Can you hear this? Don't tell him I'm not playing anything now.
Okay.
I can barely hear it, but I don't know what it is.
You're such a liar.
Okay, see? All right, ladies and gentlemen
You're
of the jury. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I play the sound effect. He says he can't hear it. I tell him I'm playing it. I don't play anything, and he says, I can barely hear it.
Right. All right, Dennis, here's an experiment, okay?
Oh!
Here's an experiment. We're going to wait. There's going to be a period of silence.
Okay.
And then you tell us. When you hear something, we're going to play the crickets and you tell us when you hear something.
Okay.
All right, we're going to wait and. All right.
I can't hear anything.
All right, then why did you say it as soon as
you
started?
You said it as soon as it started, Dennis.
God, I'm swearing.
That's weird.
God, I cannot hear it. I'm serious.
How can you hear all the other sounds and you can't hear the... Is it that high-pitched?
It is pretty high-pitched. My wife has a high-end hearing loss, and there's certain high sounds she can't hear. Yeah.
At all?
I cannot hear it.
Right. The curve drops off there.
No, but Dennis doesn't have a hearing problem like your wife
he
does.
He might
though.
Not. Dennis, when's the last time you had your hearing checked?
A couple of years ago. I had a bad left ear, but my right ear is pretty good.
Pretty good?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Okay, but how do you explain the fact that he hears every other sound, and then when I was not playing a sound, that's when he said, oh, I can kind of hear that.
I know. I'm a suspect, too.
God, I cannot hear.
All right, what about this time?
No. I've got my neck in shut. I still can't hear
it. Tell you getting to freaking Amazon, you can't hear that. All right.
Can you hear this, Dennis?
You're breathing.
All right.
He hears everything except the crickets.
God, I'm serious.
Right, hold on, Dennis. Hold on. Is there someone who wants to talk about this? Hello.
It's an adventure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Dennis isn't lying, guys. I've had the crickets before. I don't know if that's a, you know, a great thing, but I've had them, and basically it sounds like you hang up on people and you can't hear the crickets. No way. Everything else you can hear, but those crickets you cannot hear.
We have to find out.
And you hang up because you think you guys are hung up on us.
And this is not a guy saying that it's any kind of hearing disorder.
I have no hearing. I know, but I've had crickets.
Right, now, hold on. You mean to tell me you don't hear this right now?
Nothing.
We got to get some people on to test
it. You know
what? Is there some way you can play it over to the phone line to me? I could listen.
Yes, call me on the hotline.
Okay,
boys.
All right. I'm going to need the number.
All right, hold on. Here it is.
Nobody ever has the number. I don't have the number of the hotline.
Right. Well, it's a super secret line.
You boys and Ken all need to learn this number.
Okay.
I never have to call it, though.
Okay, and here you go.
So what are the last four digits again?
Well, someone else. Hold on. Someone else is calling. Hello?
I was calling for you since you didn't know the number.
I knew it, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I not help?
Hold on. Charlie,
yes?
you can be the first example.
Okay.
Tell me if you hear this down the phone line.
No, I don't. No, I don't hear it at all.
All right, hold on.
So the phone line doesn't carry.
Do you hear this?
I hear that perfectly.
Hear this?
Yes.
But you don't hear that.
I get it. I really want to run back to Charlie's phone.
Yeah, come on back, Mike.
All right, go ahead. Leave the line open.
It's too high a frequency for the phone line to carry. The phone line only carries a certain range of frequency.
Who's on my inside line? Hello?
Hi, it's Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I'd like to try the experiment, too.
All right, hold on. Mike wants to do it first. Hold on, please. Hold on. All right, let me see. Wait for Mike to pick up the phone now.
Surprised Wendell the engineer hasn't checked in with an answer.
Oh, don't you know Wendell is mad at us?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Don't you know about the grudge match that Wendell has against us?
I didn't know there was a grudge. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Wendell is freezing us out, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Mike?
WJFK.
All right, tell me if you can hear this, okay?
All right. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
God damn. That's too bad.
Play another sound effect for me.
Ding.
Okay, how about...
Did you just play the crickets?
I'm playing them right now.
I can't hear them. I mean, nothing. Like there's some property in there where it's not coming over the phone.
You know, it must be loaded on a bad circuit in the machine. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
Either that or it's too high a frequency for the phone line.
Rob?
Hi, buddy.
You want to try it, Robbie?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here you go. Here's some test sounds, Rob.
All right. That's the ding.
That was the ding.
That's the kid from The Simpsons. Nothing.
Amazing.
How wacky is this?
That is really wild.
So the people the crickets are aimed at aren't hearing them.
So you mean to tell
me... Dennis Murphy was not lying.
So you mean to tell me... You know, actually, Dennis has helped us uncover a great, great mystery on the show. Do you know
because Dennis was so on it. Everybody we've given the crickets to has never said, I can't hear anything.
Do you know all the times we played the crickets and we...
Do you know how many times we've gotten mad at people because they don't pay attention to the crickets?
Right, because they don't... That's what I'm saying. They don't respond to the crickets.
That's right. Now they can't because they can hear nothing.
How could that be? How could that be?
There's one thing that makes me curious... Haven't we had people that call and say, give me the crickets?
Yeah, they hear it on the radio.
Those are people who hear it on the radio, not people who hear it down the telephone.
That's what it is. They hear it on the radio.
Hang up and listen.
You know what? Let me try.
You should know that, brains.
What?
That was a common oversight for a man of your intellectual capacity.
Well, the doctor has told me my brain is getting full, and when I learn new stuff,
let me try one more person.
Goes out.
You gotta burp it. Burp that brain.
Because I am still just paranoid enough to think that it's a big conspiracy against me.
It can't be a circuit because it didn't work with the tape either.
But might be like a practical joke y'all are playing.
Are we calling your wife?
Yeah. Hello.
Honey?
One time, in a grave marital error, you gave me the crickets.
And tell me tell me right now, where are you? Are you on your car phone or carpool?
Yeah, you called me.
All right. I didn't know if you were, like, in the house. Here you go. All right. Tell me if you hear this. What is this?
That's the ding.
Okay. What is this?
That's the boink.
What's this? Charlie, don't screw with it right now.
I don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Too high.
There no conspiracy.
Are. But did you try it in another machine?
Do you believe it now?
Yes, I do now. Mike, come on. It wouldn't be beyond all you guys to pull a fast one on me.
It's not April.
You want me to try it again, Charlie?
Yeah.
All right, honey, tell me.
Try in different machines.
Oh, no, honey, it's on. You don't understand. It's on one machine. It's not a cart. It's on the instant replay. I'm going to try it through another filter. Tell me if you hear it this time.
Nope.
How about now?
You know what I think we're dealing with? It's all about frequency. Mm-hmm. It's the frequency that it's on will not translate over the phone line.
It's outside the phone range.
We got a guy right now on the line says the phone only carries certain frequencies.
That's it. Yeah, it's not the frequency.
Well, then we kind of come up with a new sound effect to tell people that they're boring.
All we all have to do is go... Get a lower cricket.
Mm-hmm. Get crickets with deeper voices.
If you put that, you know what? If you put that on that reel-to-reel machine, you put
and
those crickets
down.
And slowed it down, you'd be able to hear it.
You think so?
Yep, mm-hmm. I know so. Yep.
All right, hold on. Here we go. We'll do it right now. I'll tape it right now. Everybody be quiet. Quiet, quiet on the set.
Quiet.
All right, Robbie.
Okay. It's going to be on tape one.
Tape one.
This,
all right.
This is going to work.
Honey, you're gonna be the first to hear this, okay?
Oh, good. I can't wait.
All right, Robbie, slow it way down.
Try it.
Okay, is it ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Tape one.
Give me a second.
Takes a second to cue up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tape's moving so slow.
Oh, that's good.
Except it doesn't sound like crickets now.
It sounds like big, scary crickets.
Now, wait, hey, Rob, can you pitch it up until it's out of the range? All right, pitch it up until it's out of the range.
Yeah.
And then Frieda will tell us when it's maximum hearable.
Right. Okay, start it slow and then make it faster.
Gradually.
Ready? What are you guys doing?
Hey. Look at Broyles' face.
Hi, Robbie.
You hear it there?
Yeah, I got it. Still got it.
You still got it.
Still got it.
All right, Robbie.
Gone.
Gone the last time, Robbie. Hold on, one more time, honey.
Hard to hear.
All right, Robbie.
just barely crickets.
Okay, so...
All right, then we know what we have to do. We have to slow it down.
We have to get a cricket frequency. There have got to be other crickets. What we have to do is we have to go out and get it live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have, like, all great sound effects. I've got a cricket in my garage that I'll take for you.
Get tree frogs.
Tree frogs, same thing.
Yeah, we just need this. Or wait, why don't we just slow down what we've got?
That'll work.
If it'll get the message across to people.
You know, if that's a legitimate sound of crickets, then crickets will always have that same
Let me hear it real
frequency.
Slow again, Robbie.
I wish this was August. I wish this was August. I could have gotten you some incredible sounds at night.
As slow as possible.
Where I live.
Okay, here we go.
Millions of
in
crickets.
In Phnom Penh.
Slower.
That's it. That's good.
Like a spaceship.
It sounds like really like an alien.
Like Vietnam.
No, it sounds like cicadas.
How about this sound? What about this sound? Cricket.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Love you.
All right. Goodbye. Love you, too.
Goodbye.
Little cricket.
Okay. Well.
Fun with science.
Listen.
You know, for the least mathematically inclined member of the show, I thought I did real well with that. You know,
heads up,
really, I'm proud of myself with that frequency thing.
Dennis, I hope you have a tape recorder rolling. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Dennis.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh wow.
And I am too, Dennis.
Me too, Dennis.
Although, really, you are calling too much. You shouldn't call today after you were on the show for 2 hours yesterday.
Yes, Dennis.
So, is your opinion still changed about me, or...
Dennis, I've always liked you. I still like you. I will like you for a long time.
But really, Dennis, now, give it a rest for a few days.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, it was 2 hours yesterday.
I know. Okay? I'm going. Okay.
Okay. All right? Okay. Love you. See you.
Mike.
Yes,
bye.
Yes, Dennis.
I love you,
too.
Okay, goodbye.
Take care.
Good morning, my love.
All right.
Okay,
that's
goodbye.
Where you always go
goodbye.
Too far.
Hello, Don and Mike. You just call him a creep.
I did.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
What a wingnut.
Radio gods.
Hello,
he's,
Tim.
He's a pure wingnut. Yes, Tim. Wingnut.
Hello,
I was just... Tim, talk. I was just trying to say wingnut, but Tim was talking. Okay, Tim, I said it. Wingnut. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Tim.
My humble apology.
All right.
Okay. You guys could make your own cricket sound that would be a lower frequency. And Mike, you might be able to do this. All you have to do is you whistle and kind of make a rolling sound with your tongue in the back of your throat. You go. Like that.
Why don't we just slow down the sound we have?
Because what you have on that tape is...
I didn't agree before this guy called, but I agree now.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan?
He's playing the crickets for us.
Ryan? Hello?
Ryan had the same sound effect at his house.
Oh. This is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
Real unexpected, Wally. Won't be able to come to your party.
Effing great, Wally.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Are we talking about the crickets still?
Well, I think we've solved the mystery.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
I wanted to hear just to see if maybe...
You know, nobody's a believer. Here you go, honey. Do you hear that?
Do it again.
I'm doing it right now, you ditzy broad.
Hey, ditzy. Hey, I love your show so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, though. All right, well, goodbye.
Sorry. I'm sorry, ditzy.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman.
I'd be laying in my bed, teenage Howard Stern, listening to this on a Friday night. I was like, man, this guy's choosy. I'm looking for a woman with a head.
The Howard Stern Show. Brought to you by Radley Acura. Bailey's Crossroads. Mornings at 6. 106.7 WJFK.
The voting results are in. In a nationwide taste test, a majority of Budweiser drinkers declares that Miller Genuine Draft has more flavor than Budweiser. And it's cold-filtered smooth. A majority of Bud Light drinkers declares that Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. And it's still got half the carbs. But before Miller takes the oath as your president of beers, every single vote must be counted, including the most important vote of all. Yours. This July 4th weekend, you're invited to declare your independence from an iron-fisted king. Take the taste challenge. Taste for yourself. It's your choice. Miller Genuine Draft or Budweiser. Miller Lite or Bud Light. Beer versus beer, democracy versus autocracy, new world or old. Take the taste challenge this July 4th, but choose wisely. The fate of the beer world hangs in the balance. The Miller, president of beers. Good call. Based on a 12-ounce serving, Miller Lite has 3.2 grams of carbs and 96 calories. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs and 110 calories. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
If you want to kick off that summer project now but put off paying for it, you can. Only at the Home Depot. The one place with all the tools, supplies, and know-how for any project this summer. Now through July 5th, get no payments, no interest for 12 months on purchases of $299 or more store-wide with your Home Depot or Expo Consumer Credit Card. You can get the appliances you've always wanted or the kitchen you've always dreamed of. Or have more fun in the sun by adding color to your yard with a variety of healthy, locally grown plants, shrubs, and flowers, all backed by our exclusive one-year guarantee. Stop by right now and get 1 gallon perennials for only $2.38 each. We have everything you need to get started and the know-how to help you get it done right. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offers valid through 7504 in the U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Additional terms apply. Maximum APR 21%. Minimum finance charge $1. See store for details.
The Fairfax Auto Mile wishes you and yours a very safe and happy Independence Day. For America's big birthday bash, remember to fly the flag, thank a veteran, and celebrate with parades, fireworks, and a big old barbecue. When you're ready to hit the road, do it in style with a new car or truck from the Fairfax Auto Mile. Conveniently located on Route 50 in the city of Fairfax, you'll find 22 of America's favorite brands, both domestic and import, new and used cars and trucks, convertibles and SUVs, minivans, and amazing gas-saving hybrids. You'll find it all on the Fairfax Auto Mile with 4,000 vehicles to choose from every day. All of their dealerships are celebrating the fabulous 4th sale with prices even a penny-saving Ben Franklin would appreciate. The 2005 models are beginning to arrive, so it's time to get serious about clearing inventory. You get a great new car at a great price while they make room for new cars arriving daily. And you'll appreciate the friendly hometown service with the biggest selection in metropolitan Washington. Shop them on the web at www.fairfaxautomile.com or come by after the City of Fairfax Parade on July 3rd at 10 a.m. The fabulous 4th sale on the Fairfax Auto Mile. Don't miss it.
If you're about to buy a mattress, you could make a mistake you and your partner will end up regretting for the next 10 years. That's because 90% of couples have completely different ideas about what's comfortable, which makes it impossible for both of you to be happy on an ordinary coil spring mattress. But on a Sleep Number bed, you can both get a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed is the only bed with dual adjustability, so both you and your partner can set your side of the bed to your own sleep number, the setting that represents the ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support for each of you. So don't make the mistake of settling for a one-size-fits-all mattress that can't possibly make both of you happy. Come in this week and find your sleep number. Select comfort stores are located in major malls, including Lake Forest Shopping Center, White Marsh Mall, Arundel Mills, and White Flint. A sleep number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort.
Looking to save thousands this 4th of July weekend? Then come to the sizzling summer sell-down at the Nissan Superstore, Tyson's Corner Nissan. Choose from one of the largest inventories on the East Coast and find your new Nissan Sentra at a red-hot price of just $85.98. The all-new 05 Nissan Altima, white-hot at just $16,999. New Nissan Quest, sizzling at just $21,960. Or take our sizzling savings on a new Nissan Armada or Nissan Titan, priced up to $5,000 below MSRP. And those are just a few examples. We have hundreds more where you won't believe how low we're willing to go. Save thousands more with 0.9% financing. Plus, top dollar for your trade from buyers on hand. Now through Monday at the Nissan Superstore. Rosenthal Nissan on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Prices plus tax, tags, $540 freight and $299 processing on approved credit. Ultima stock numbers 10,003 and 10,020. Quest stock numbers 61168 and 60941.
Here's Will Ferrell from the movie Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, with a message for America.
I love this great nation. That's why I don't question our leaders. Hey, they got where they're at for a reason. So let our politicians and corporate leaders do whatever they want. If they want to tap your phone or send you medication in the mail, you take it. And you be happy for it.
Ron Burgundy's comments do not necessarily reflect the policies or political views of this station or DreamWorks Pictures and must only be considered the personal and private opinion of Ron Burgundy, played by Will Ferrell, star of Anchorman.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.
From DreamWorks Pictures.
Hey-o!
Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
If you don't see it, you're a filthy animal.
That's not the opinion of this station or DreamWorks either.
Oh, boy.
Ebert and Roper, give it two thumbs up.
Super duper. Yay!
Soundtrack featuring Will Ferrell.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here goes down, down into my belly.
Kind of a big deal.
Starts Friday, July 9th at theaters everywhere.
You stay classy, Washington, D.C.
Rated PG-13 may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Parents, now that school's out for summer, tell your teenagers how proud you are and how much you love them. Then talk with them about the dangers of underage drinking. Tell them that vehicle crashes are the leading cause of teenage death, and nearly a third of those deaths involve alcohol. And tell them it would kill you if they were involved in a drunk driving crash. A message of hope from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Please support MAD's efforts to stop drunk driving, prevent underage drinking, and help the victims of alcohol-related crashes. To make a tax-deductible cash contribution or to donate your used vehicle, call 1-888-500-MAD.
Someday you'll be old. You'll live in Florida and play bingo all wrinkly and saggy and pale. Your bones will turn brittle and you'll drive slowly. Some of you will lose your teeth and most of you will lose your hair. You'll be stiff, hard of hearing. You'll be old. And you know what? I'm insanely jealous.
Half of all new HIV infections are contracted by people under the age of 25. But it doesn't have to be that way. HIV is preventable. Learn more at knowhivaids.org.
The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, the evil man. Here I am. Take your shot.
Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2.
Go ahead.
On 106.7 WJFK. 106.7. Washington's Superstation, WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
World-class gas.